Welcome to episode 80. Today is Friday the 10th, and today we'll be discussing honeypots. The following definition is taken from Wikipedia. A honeypot is a trap set to detect, deflect, or in some manner counteract attempts at unauthorized use of information systems. A honeypot is a surveillance and early warning tool. Okay, so a box hosting a honeypot should have no other purpose than to host the honeypot. The honeypot should never see any legitimate traffic because it has no legitimate purpose. So this keeps all the information that the honeypot is logging accurate, so you know that there is no legitimate traffic because no legitimate traffic exists on that box. There are a few different types of honeypots that I'd like to mention right now, and the first one being low interaction. Low interaction honeypot is basically, it just simulates things. It simulates hosts, different services, different operating systems. It's just there as like to trick the attacker, make it think that it's something that it's not. Okay, the second one is medium interaction. This one's a bit more complicated, so I took an excerpt from Wikipedia, and it goes as follows. Automated attacks are not only logged, the aim is to extract information, how to obtain the malware binaries from the exploit payload using known patterns, and they actively download a sample. However, the whole exploitation process is simulated in a virtualized environment, so the honeypot can never really be infected. So that's a good way to catch a zero-day exploit, but what happens when the honeypot gets compromised? Well, people thought to set up a log host. Log host is log the same thing as a honeypot, it's just that it's a different box. So if the honeypot gets compromised, you can no longer trust that data, so you need something else to fall back on. For legal purposes, of course. Also, if the honeypot is compromised, you gotta leave it in a sort of isolated environment. So, let's say the attacker is in that box. That box cannot be able to attack internal systems, or else, you know, then you got a real big problem. Another simple way of implementing a honeypot is a tar pit. A tar pit is a box similar to a honeypot that is slow to respond to requests. There's IP tables has supports tar pit. It lets the attacker connect to the machine but ignores incoming data. At this point, any attempts to close the connection will be ignored. The connection remains established, thus consuming resources on the attacker's box. Another type of honeypot is a virtual honeypot. This was pretty straightforward. It's just virtualized environments that simulate, you know, different honeypots, of course. So you could do this with VMware. The thing with VMware is that VMware assigns certain MAC addresses for the virtualized environment. So let's say you're within the LAN, you're sniffing some ARP requests, and you notice the MAC address that a VMware station assigns. So then that tips off the attacker that might be a honeypot, so it tells them to stay away from it. So that kind of gives it away. But the good thing is that you can only do this within the LAN, so it's not that bad of a threat. There's a few of them you can use with for virtualized environments, such as HoneyD and Usable Linux. So you should check those out. I put links to them in the show notes. Other than that, there's some pretty good papers on security focus on defeating honeypots. I believe there's four of them that I have read so far. They're pretty good. I strongly suggest you go check those out. But I kind of cut this episode short so I can talk to you about TWAT. So TWAT is a community project, and Jupe said this so many times. If you do not want to be a monthly host, you can just be, you know, every once in a while, or you can just give me one episode or give me two, whatever it may be. Whatever you can contribute, you know, that's fine. We have a lot of monthly hosts that, you know, there's times that they just cannot get their episode in, and that's when we need, you know, the backup episodes, and that's when you guys come in. Every once in a while, you know, you can have the whole day to yourself. You could be your 15 minutes of fame or whatever it may be. So, you could just email me. My email will be on the show notes. So, don't be shy to contribute. You know, we've taken so much from the internet. You know, it's time we gave something back. So, with that, have a good day and keep listening to TWAT. Not only that, but Nightlord has a show called KRT, and you can check that out. Post the link in the show notes. Also, Ninja Night School, that's a great show. I'm kind of addicted to it now. I believe Electroman has something at techcooks.com. Oh, I'll post the link in the show notes so I don't get that URL wrong. But check out Infonomicon.org. We always have new stuff. Jupe is always updating it. TWAT will have a new site pretty soon, so keep be on the lookout for that. And that's pretty much it for this episode.
Word to the D, buddy, buddy. Told us all to get into a circle. Said the world because I won't hurt you. All I really wanna do is freak you. You know what?
She freaked us.
And then I watched, and then I checked my swatch to see the time. The tribe had phoned the buddy line, and that buddy was mine. Oh my. Now in Quest, Jungle, and De La Soul is at the clubs, our ritual unfolds. Grab our bones and start swinging our hands.
Then Jimmy start flocking in every brand.
Cause Jennifer just wanna stay aware. Yo, fella, should we keep her aware?
In order to make his cave girl smile,
he had to impale his muscles.
Here he comes now.
It's very stimulating.
Oh, the dick, dick, dictionary is very necessary.
Should I squish it or hit
it? It even sounds faster, doesn't it?
Body stuff, man, it's driving me crazy.
Ooh, vous voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Speak French to me, baby.
Ooh, j'arrête pas. Moi, je caresse ton body, toi, tu caresses mon kiwi.
Ooh, Jesse, turns me on.
Oh,
I don't know what to do.
Moi non plus, je sais pas quoi dire. Toi, qu'est-ce que tu crois que tu vas dire?
Oh my God, what is that in your hand?
Ooh, tu sais que tu peux t'apprendre le français?
Wait a minute, what are you doing with that?
Je t'apprends juste le français. Attends, je vais peut-être faire plus pour toi.
Ay, Dios mío, yo no sé qué hacer.
Ooh,
oh, my goodness.
C'est qu'elle aime, je crois qu'elle aime ça. Ooh.
There's something about these French men out here today.
J'appelle ça buddy.
Buddy?
Ah oui, buddy, n'importe quand.
Let me tell you something. You can be my buddy anytime.